I am so happy to welcome you. Okay, that sounded very cheesy. Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I'm so happy that you tuned in, and I'm really, really excited to bring you a new episode with a fresh title, which I haven't decided on yet. Actually, I'm gonna jump right into today's topic. I was thinking about calling this episode Hookup Culture is a Downward Spiral. It's not really convenient to say, but it's the truth. And I think that sometimes the truth must be said the way it is. And hookup culture is a downward spiral in and of itself because of a variety of different things. But I think mainly because we get sucked into this stream of continuously wanting to meet new people and going way too fast with people we haven't even really gotten to know properly. And I think that makes it really hard to form lasting and deep and meaningful relationships with people, because it's one thing to like someone, but another to kind of give yourself entirely to that person on a physical level. And I don't know if that's exactly the way to go. Like, I think we have things backwards a lot. Because, I mean, yeah, you kind of do bond through intimacy. But on the other hand, there are a lot of sexual encounters that aren't intimate at all, where it's just about the deed itself and that's about it. And I don't know, I just feel like we're messing up this young generation, and I'm kind of part of that generation still, but not really. Like, I'm at the end of it, I suppose. And I don't know if things are good the way they are. They probably aren't. So what I'm trying to say is really that hookup culture isn't good for us for many different reasons. And I think it's the things that I've talked about so many times. It's that people become almost objectified because you can switch from one person to the next in like a matter of seconds or days or a swipe. And that doesn't really allow people to form a bond, an intimate emotional bond. And I think that a lot of people don't even want that. Maybe I'm using the wrong apps, so that could be a possibility, but I don't know. It's just kind of hard these days. But I'm also never losing hope. So it's just that I've firmly decided not to engage in hookup culture myself anymore. I've had a share of it because I kind of wasn't firm enough, and I wasn't standing up for myself enough, and I wasn't good at drawing lines and actually creating boundaries with people. But I'm getting, hopefully, better at that. And through speaking about it, I also realize the things that I want to change. But I also not just use a lot of dating apps in my free time. I also trade. I'm into trading. And there is, believe it or not, something I've learned from trading that can be applied to dating as well. And it's actually that it's not about what you want to see. It's about what you actually see. Like, when the market moves a certain direction, it doesn't matter what you want. It's going to move that way. And it's your obligation to observe it in a very rational and detached way to see what's actually going on. And I think that's what we should do in dating situations as well. We should actually take somebody else's behavior for what it is and see what the other person is doing as what the other person is doing, without interpretation from our part, without excuses which we come up with that excuse their behavior or lack thereof, or without our own feelings mixed in. We should be very rational about the way that we see somebody else and how they treat us. And that's actually something I think is very applicable to online dating. So I still think it's a lot about intention in general. So you can use apps that other people use in a very intentional way. Like, if you know what you want and you're able to communicate that clearly, there is nothing wrong with going on an app and using it for getting what you want. But be honest with people and be honest with yourself mainly. And to draw the circle beautifully back to the beginning of this episode, I would say hookup culture is a downward spiral because it's easy to get sucked into that stream of what most people are doing, into the mainstream. And sometimes it's better to swim in a different direction, to stick with that metaphor of like streams and swimming. Yeah, but that's kind of my take on dating and what I've learned recently. I don't know. It's a topic that still interests me and that is kind of on my mind a lot. And maybe that's not a bad thing. It's just about learning to stand up for myself more. Yeah. And to finish off this episode, I'm going to tell you about a dream I had last night. I don't remember the dream per se, but I do remember that the takeaway I had from it was actually that I'm supposed to get my master's degree in psychology, but I'm working, so I don't know how to do that at the same time. And I mean, it's a dream. It doesn't have to be reality, but it's kind of interesting that my subconscious gives me those ideas. But on the other hand, I also dream about weird stuff like going back to school. I've had a lot of dreams where I went back to school, and then during the dream, I realized that I had already graduated a while ago, which is so random, but yeah. I don't know. So that's about it from the weird dream front. And I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would be amazing. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.